Lionel Messi finally signed his eagerly anticipated Paris Saint-Germain contract on Tuesday night to complete the move that confirms the end of a career-long association with Barcelona and sends PSG into a new era. The French club said in a statement that the 34-year-old Argentina star signed a two-year deal with the option for a third season. "I am excited to begin a new chapter of my career at Paris Saint-Germain," Messi said. "Everything about the club matches my football ambitions. I know how talented the squad and the coaching staff are here. I am determined to help build something special for the club and the fans, and I am looking forward to stepping out onto the pitch at the Parc des Princes." No salary details were given, but a person with knowledge of the negotiations earlier told the Associated Press that Messi is set to earn around €35 million, $41 million net annually. The person said on condition of anonymity before the contract was signed. "I am delighted that Lionel Messi has chosen to join Paris Saint-Germain, and we are proud to welcome him and his family to Paris," PSG chairman Nasser Al-Khelaifi said. "He has made no secret of his desire to continue competing at the very highest level and winning trophies, and naturally our ambition as a club is to do the same. It is symbolic that Messi will wear the number 30 jersey, the same number he wore in his first two seasons with Barcelona before switching to number 19 and then the prized number 10, which Neymar gets to keep at PSG. Throngs of PSG fans gathered at Le Bourget Airport in Paris to welcome Messi, who was wearing a t-shirt featuring, "I say Paris, this is Paris." The words are a long familiar refrain from a favored fan chant at Parc des Princes Stadium, where Messi is to be presented to them before kickoff of Saturday night's game against Strasbourg. Such was the fervor of his arrival that police had to push back to stop metal barriers from toppling over at the airport as fans surged forward to get a better view. He then traveled into Paris with a police escort that included several officers on motorbikes and clad in black at the back of it. As disbelief at landing one of soccer's all-time greats turned to sheer enthusiasm, many gathered for a glimpse of Messi at the stadium. They got their wish as the smiling superstar briefly waved to them before he underwent a medical check. Earlier, Messi's father and agent, Jorge, had also confirmed his son was moving to PSG in a brief exchange with reporters at Josep Tarradellas Barcelona El Prat Airport before he took his flight in the early afternoon. Messi arrived with his wife and three children and boarded a private jet. With it all, toward a new adventure. The five together, Antonella Roccuzzo said on Instagram alongside a photo with her husband on the plane. PSG supporters have seen their club transformed over the last decade since the influx of Qatari sovereign wealth investment linked to the Emir. Once Messi's Barcelona contract expired, and the Catalan club was unable to afford to keep him, PSG was one of the few clubs that could finance a deal to sign the six-time World Player of the Year. Messi's arrival gives PSG formidable attacking options as he links up with France World Cup winner Kylian Mbappe and Brazil forward Neymar. Back together, Neymar posted on Instagram over a video of them hugging, playing for Barcelona. While PSG had to pay €222 million, then $261 million, to sign Neymar from Barcelona in 2017, there was no transfer fee for Messi. Messi became the most desired free agent in soccer history after his attempts to stay at Barcelona were rejected last week by the Spanish league because the salary would not comply with financial regulations, with the Catalan club burdened by debts of more than €1.2 billion, $1.4 billion. PSG coach Mauricio Pochettino quickly made contact with his fellow Argentine after Barcelona announced last Thursday that Messi would be leaving the club he joined as a 13-year-old. Messi won every major honor with Barcelona and was granted a tearful exit news conference on Sunday to signal the end of an era. Only Cristiano Ronaldo in the current era challenges Messi's status as an all-time great. PSG will be hoping not only that Messi helps the team regain the French title it lost to Lille last season but finally win the Champions League. If Pochettino uses a 4-3-3 formation, the front three could see Messi deployed on the right with Neymar on the left and Mbappe between them as the center forward. The quandary for Pochettino would be how to use Angel Di Maria, whose goal sealed the Copa America title last month, and another Argentine attacker, Mauro Icardi. It's a tactical challenge most coaches would relish, with a 4-2-3-1 or 3-5-2 also in the mix to accommodate the attacking talents available. What should be less demanding is PSG complying with UEFA's financial fair play. Some flexibility has been provided in the rules due to the pandemic, and changes are due to the system that were designed to stem losses. It is PSG president Al Khelaifi who, as chairman of the European Club Association and a member of UEFA's executive committee, is involved in the process of discussing a wider update to FFP that could allow more unchecked spending again. AP sports writer Jerome Pugmire in Paris contributed to this report. More AP soccer. https://apnews.com/hub/soccer and https://twitter.com/app_sports Rob Harris, The Associated Press.